The Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misabuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. Welcome, welcome. Another week. Here we are at the Hostile Zone. Yes, you are with the infamous and the dangerous and the always talked about. But I want to thank you for the negative talk and the lies, along with the positive ones, because you just give me better ratings. Eric Andrew Sinani. Eric A. Sinani, that's me. You're with me live in the flesh, in person, for real, in your face. I'm accompanied again this week with the lovely Bianca C. on air singing talent. Say hello to the crowd.
Hello, everyone. Hello to the crowd. So back, glad to be back.
How do you feel?
I feel great. I feel awesome. How about you? How do you feel?
I feel wonderful. I feel wonderful. I am just thinking about, again, we have to discuss the Middle East. Mm-hmm. We have to discuss Israel. We have to discuss all of these things that are going on in the world right now that I am just taken back by. I want to start, and I hate to start my show in a negative light, but I feel as if I have to start the show in that light because there are people suffering in places around the world. And I feel that we have the privilege, the great honor and privilege of living in a wonderful, beautiful, free country where we're not having people in our own country behead our children. People blow up our buildings and people taking our women and children hostage, taking grandparents hostage, burning people alive, and other barbaric, disgusting actions. We don't have that here. Thank God. And I'm not, and I'm crossing my fingers and praying to God. I'm sorry for the bots out there that might be angry that I just put my hands in a praying mode and I use the word God. But I pray to him that we don't bring those type of behaviors to our home here and that we here as Americans will do all that we can to help others that are having that happen in their backyard. Mm. It's treacherous. It really is treacherous. It just seems that no matter what we do as an American society, whether we help somebody and defend freedom across the world and fight for freedom, we're the bad guy. Or if we look back at history, World War II, Hitler, we laid back and we didn't engage, and the Jewish people and other people, not just Jewish people, but majority Jewish people, were tortured, burned, and burned in gas, burned and tortured, ripped, families ripped apart because we sat back and didn't get engaged. So where is it? Where do we win? What is the right move? Please, email in the show because I'm tired of watching protesters on TV. I'm tired of watching students in universities. As a professor myself, I'm appalled that universities would, I understand we have free speech, but learn something in your school before you protest things you don't know about.
Right. I totally agree with that.
Learn, read a history book. Read a newspaper that's not biased. Learn something and figure out what it is that you need to know in life. Figure something out. Okay? Just go back. In World War II, we sat around during Hitler, and the Nazis exterminated the Jews. And then people look now later on and say, what did you wait for? Why didn't you do something about it. Well, here we are, right from the get-go. We're not engaging in combat directly, but we're there trying to quell the violence,
right,
keep the peace, and try to avoid an extension of further violence and misery. And we got protesters on the street. People ripping signs down from New York University, NYU, of a privileged people to be going to NYU, privileged to be going to that university in New York, right, ripping down signs that families posted of missing family members. They posted them like we posted them after 9/11. You know what? I hate to tell you to those students, I was a 9/11 responder. I lived through 9/11. I had to walk by and see those, along with a lot of other people, had to look at pictures, posters just like that, of people posting pictures of their loved ones. They were wondering if they'd ever see them again. How dare you rip them down?
Yes.
How dare you? That's not protest. That is disgusting. That is reverse discrimination. That is reverse racism. Freedom of speech in this country we have. But yet you can rip that down because that's unacceptable. But then I can put the noose on, Miss Bianca, and I can see them flying Palestinian flags, chanting death to Israel, death to America, in another city, or even in that same city, in New York City, and that's free speech. Where is it? It's senseless. How do they get to rip those signs down? And that's acceptable. How do they get to do that? But at the same time, they can have the right to chant, to kill America, to kill me and my family and your family, Americans, and kill Israel. But then you want to rip down signs on the opposite side. Which is it? Where are we going? What are we allowing to happen in this country? What are we allowing? It's disgraceful. I went off on a rampage. Let me take a sip of this wonderful coffee with my wonderful American flag coffee mug. I feel much better with that little sip of good coffee there. With a little shot of espresso in it. Okay, so anyway.
Called Americano.
Thank you, the Americano. Does anybody want to know why they call the coffee an Americano? I'm going to tell you why. We'll go off on a little bit of World War II, actually, history. Because when the Americans were in Italy, Italians, the Italianos, they drank espresso. And us Americans that were there, and me, even with the Italian heritage that I have, they were like, wow, that is very strong. I can't do that. So they had water added to the espresso to make the cup a little larger and to weaken it down a little bit. So they started calling it the Americano, because when the American soldiers walk up to the Italians having their espresso in the morning,
oh, there's Americano.
They're like, oh, the Americano, we need to put the hot water. So there we go, a little smile. But you know, it really isn't many smiles today. They took people hostage. It is just it's just a disgrace. You know, now we have an even bigger issue at hand here, Miss Bianca. We have, let me start. We have with me today, I have my, as you would call it, what would you call it?
The pocketbook.
The pocketbook. There is for the camera, those of you at home. It is my pocket copy of the United States Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And I need to shout out our sponsor from the Heritage Foundation. If you can see the camera, can see it. The Heritage Foundation has provided this wonderful copy of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. On the back, the Heritage Foundation. I also have with me compliments of Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C., a copy of The Wisdom of Abraham Lincoln. Wonderful book. I use it for my quotes and ideas. Also, I have here, I forgot, thank you, Monte Cristo. Yes, Monte Cristo, on-air sponsor here. Thank you for the cigars. This one is in process. I thank you. So moving forward, I need to get those out of the way. Now we can move on with the show.
On
with the show. Motley Crue. Shout out to you, Motley Crue. On with the show. Now I expect some kind of sponsorship. Great song. On with the show. It is great, right?
It's a good workout song.
It's a great workout song. Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's it goes along well with the bench press. So we have fighting on all fronts now, Miss Bianca. Israel is facing trouble in all directions, as I suspected 2 weeks ago when I was discussing this issue, that there was going to be problems in all the directions. There is problems almost at every side. Thankfully, I can say that that there has been some humanitarian aid brought in from, has come through the border through Egypt, very limited. People are not looking to take Palestinian refugees. And I understand why. I understand why they don't want to take Palestinian refugees, because the trouble is coming from there. And it's very hard to tell who is who and who's engaged in what. And who is the good guy, who is the bad guy. And everybody's afraid, let me not be the person that let me not bring this into my country. And I'm going to draw attention to our southern border, which we discussed, and that the hostile zone will be going down to, I think, early 24. And watch and see, Ms. Bianca, if the southern border, let's take a look. When they've interviewed Mexican people coming across the border, they're saying the majority of people that are crossing with them are no longer people of Latin descent. So who's crossing our border? Is the mainstream news telling you that? I can tell you that if you look up the numbers and you get the real facts, there are other countries that are crossing the border and they're not of Latin descent. There are a lot of Middle Eastern descent people crossing the border. There are a lot of Chinese crossing the border. Our open border, that we don't have a full completed wall, that we don't enforce, and we catch and release. We have facilities down there that are at max capacity that we are forced to just open the doors and let hundreds of people go at one time because of humane reasons that we can't maintain that many people there because there, it's inhumane that there's eight people into a cell, yet we do that. We do that to people who are in our American prisons who live substandard situations in some prisons, not all. I don't know which ones specifically, and that's not what today's show is. But okay, where are those people that are worried about the humane treatment of our prisoners that are locked up? Where are those people? But they're worried about the people that are detained who have illegally crossed the border here in the United States. They're worried about that. And I just say to myself, where are we and what are we doing? The people are being released into the community and we don't know who they are. Here's a release. Come back on such and such date for court. I don't know about you, Miss Bianca, but if they said to me, I'm in a country where nobody knows who I am, there's really no recognized, no social security number, I'm never going to work on the books and pay tax anyway, right? That's not my plan. I came here illegally. Right. So if I was coming to a place legally, then I would be like, oh, well, I wanted to follow the law. But I broke the law from day one. So I really probably never really intended on paying taxes, getting a driver's license legally, and all that. So when they tell me to show up in court, what do I have to lose to not show up in court? I got nothing to lose, right?
How will they find you?
How will they find me? And what do I care? I just disappear. And that will blow up in our face. No pun intended. Unintended. Somebody somewhere that crossed that border, that our porous open border allowed somebody to walk through. Mark Eric Asinati's words, the hostile zone said it first. You'll hear it on another show, probably after me later, on an affiliated network. You'll hear that somebody somewhere will find out, will do something stupid here in the United States, and they would have not been here but for a porous border and an administration that allowed them to walk through unregistered, undocumented, and unidentified into the streets of the United States. With that, let's go to a short break. Don't go anywhere. The hostile zone says, I'm coming for you if you don't show up back.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
I am Eric A. Sinati. You've never heard of me. Or yes, you have. You're questioning, have you? You're thinking about it. Either way, you will know me now. 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Do not be anywhere else. Be seated in your car, in your office, on your couch. I don't care what you're doing. Put the remote down. Put the hands-free away. Listen to the radio. You're listening to me, the Hostile Zone, where we pull back the curtain and expose and hold no punches on people that use their position and use your money for no good.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Hostile Zone. So here we are, yes, talking about all kinds of things, porous border, everything else you can think of. And I'm saying to myself, what is going on with our country? Mm-hmm. And I have to ask, what do you feel? Do you feel that we're going to be in a situation where we're going to have to face the enemy on our home front again?
I believe so. People have been saying we're waiting for the when. And it's frightening. And what all this going on, if I feel like people are being divided in our country again.
And, right. Yeah. No, and, you're right.
You know, it's unbelievable. I mean, I have friends that are of both religions, and it's very awkward to be talking to them about the situation. We try to avoid it completely, because if you even talk about it or once, it starts an argument. And I find that very sad. and watching the news all the time, it just, you know, it makes me feel very privileged, very happy to be lucky to have what I have. I mean, I have this beautiful son. I can't imagine something happening.
Yes.
Being a new parent, I feel for you, the people that are missing their child. I'm so sorry. My prayers are with you guys. But
it really is. It really is. It's a terrible thing.
And it's also like inspires me to start writing about more about uniting and feeling lucky of what you have and cherish it, because you never know when is the last time you'll see a person.
Right. And, you know, this is something that I think for our younger generation, for my people, I was just talking about the NYU students, the younger generations. Do you actually remember what was 9/11? Do you remember you don't actually know what it's like to look over at a loved one and wonder if they're going to come home tomorrow? You know, are they going to be here to support you? Are you going to wake up and have no parents? What it's like to drive in a car and go down the street and wonder if you may be attacked along the way. I can't express enough that we flew flags on cars. We everybody had a United We Stand sticker. Mm-hmm. Everybody had something. They had the lapel pin that I'm wearing now. It's not the 9/11 lapel pin, but the lapel, right. The American flag lapel pin. You can't see it with all your hair there.
I have it right here,
but
proudly.
You know, you must you 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 nope. don't you you really need to go online. And again, don't believe everything you see on Google. I say it over and over again. Go to the source. Find the actual story behind the story, not the rumor behind the story.
He's trying to say, simple, don't believe the title of that story. Because half of the time, the title of that story is not what it's saying.
The story's not the story, right.
And it just draws you in. That's what they're trying to do.
Especially with YouTube, too.
Don't have your judgment on things by the title.
Right.
You have to read.
It's like judging a book by its cover. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm knocking this book here, because this book I'm holding up is the pocketbook of the Declaration of Independence.
Don't judge a story by its title. Right.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of books we can hold up. And, you know, and you look at the title and the picture and you're like, oh, that's really not what the story was. How many movies did you watch and you saw it was a title of a movie and that wasn't even anything about the movie?
I know.
But, you know, bottom line is that there is a problem, and it's not the Palestinian people, okay? It's not the Palestinian people per se, directly, okay? The problem is Hamas, okay? Hamas is a terrorist organization, okay? It's been designated a terror organization for decades, but it was officially designated in around 1987 or so. And I want to mention today, 20 years ago in Beirut, Lebanon, the Marine barracks was bombed. They were doing nothing but being stationed in a barracks, and somebody drove up a bomb in a truck and blew up a Marine barracks 20 years ago. What, 20 years ago? No, but more than that. No. Yeah, 20, something like that. It's an anniversary of it. 20 years ago, something like that. For I don't know. Long time. No, not more than that. I don't know the exact, but I know it was this time. We're on an anniversary time of it. And this was at that time, Islamic Jihadism. And, you know, here we are again with these sort of things occurring. And I'm just saying to myself, what is going on? Where are we? What are we doing? So I want to just say that I'm just blown away that we're doing the same thing over again as we were before. Where it's like history repeats itself. Continuously. It really does. So Israel is now encompassing a fight at all sides, not by the Palestinian people, but by Hamas, by Hezbollah. By Hezbollah, which is another designated terrorist organization. And we also now had Americans were attempted to be attacked in Libya and Syria at an airbase by drones. They used drones to attack Americans. And we had Americans and an airbase in Iraq, and there was an attempt to make an attack there. So now you're drawing in Americans to the fight. America didn't join this fight. America merely stood there and stood up because we have an ally and we believe in peace and we don't want this to spread everywhere else. So, yes, we sent carrier groups. We sent people. We sent medical supplies, which we do for everybody. I mean, we've had countries that have had natural disasters and have had other situations, and we send medical aid. We have people in countries all over the world providing medical aid and, you know, not just military personnel, Doctors Without Borders and all kinds of stuff. This is something that we do as Americans. We have people all over the place.
And the Peace Corps as well.
The Peace Corps, the Foreign Service Office. Mm-hmm. We have different agencies that are out there doing this on a daily basis.
Right.
And now there's an attack on our front, on our bases, on our people. And I just say to myself, why? Why would you do that? And then I look right into the camera. And I go right back to my students at NYU not my personal students, but the students at NYU I was commenting on before, and I look right at you and I say, why are you ripping down signs? Because you and people like that on either side, whether extreme right or extreme left, I'm not picking a side here, but when we show discord in our country, Ms. Bianca, when we tell the world that we can't get along with ourselves within the own confines of our country that's supposed to be so wonderful, according to this document, this book in front of me here, right? We're so wonderful. Why would anybody else think we have anything if we don't respect ourselves? Right. Women, men, when you go out, if you don't love yourself, if you don't respect yourself, if you don't dress with respect when you go out, when you go to a job interview, if you don't dress for the job and dress for the job, people don't assume you're prepared to take the job. Well, as a country, right? Mm-hmm. So if this applies to me and you as a person,
how you present yourself.
If you're not, if you're going to listen to my show, or you're going to watch me or watch my show, if you're watching me now or you're listening to me, mm-hmm. you're going to see that I got on a nice tie. I got on my jacket. I got my American flag. You know, I'm dressed nice. You're dressed nice. Yeah. I'm speaking well. My hair is got right. I'm here. I fit the part. I fit. Thank you. I go to you. I fit the part. You fit the part. I'm speaking the part. You're expecting a certain level of professionalism based on what you see. Mm-hmm. So I bring that with your life and my life and as a person. This is a broad thought here. I hope I didn't lose anybody. But if we expect that for a job interview, if ladies, you expect that when you go to a bar or a club to be treated a certain way based on the way you dress.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you go to a job interview, you're giving an image of you, of what it is you can provide to that employer.
Right.
90% of your success in life is your appearance. 90% of that. The other 10%, you got to do it.
Oh, whether you like it or not, a person will judge you by what you look like.
Right. And again, if that's judging a book by its cover, right? Mm-hmm. So we kind of contradicted ourselves. But people do that. I'm asking you to look past that, but we still got to present our best, our finest, because unlike the book isn't asking for anything, all right? But when I go to a job interview, when I'm asking you to watch my show, I'm giving you the respect to look like a professional and sound like a professional.
That's also how you feel when you look great.
When you feel right, confidence. Right. You feel, and induce confidence. Mm-hmm. So where I'm going with that with our country, when we show the world that we are disorganized and hateful amongst each other, and we are unprofessional, we don't stand united with each other, we don't respect our flag, and we're not going to protect each other, then we look weak.
I never thought of it that
way. We look weak, and we bring problems to our home, okay? We bring the problems here to our home. So if you think for 1 second that by ripping down those signs, those pictures of missing families, and your continued nonsense in the street on either side, and our continued bashing of our politicians and our leaders, and belittling our military, and belittling our fellow citizen, if you think that we look good, no, you're bringing the problem here. So your protest and your big mouth and your negativity is telling other people around the world, telling Hezbollah, telling Hamas, and telling Iran, and telling North Korea, and telling Russia, and China, and everybody else that we have nothing for you, that feel free to come and walk on us. Feel free to take advantage. Feel free to draw us in, because our disorganization is why this is happening. When we stand strong with a strong national defense and strong and united, we stand. I'll go back to 9/11. United, we stand. When we follow those principles, people have respect. And I hate to say it, but They need to have a little fear. They need a little fear. You know, in some movies, they say, what would you prefer, to be feared or to be respected? Now, I'll tell you, we commented on a movie a while back.
I think it was the Bronx Tale,
where you were talking about Dumpa, about Dumpa reaching over. When we were talking about to be chivalrous or not to be chivalrous, that episode, and we talked about what a true gentleman should be and whatever, mm-hmm. and opening a door. Well, we quoted the Bronx Tale. And to go back to the Bronx Tale, they asked Sonny, would you rather be feared or would you rather be respected or loved? And I got to ask myself that question. I don't really care if you love me in foreign countries. Do you care if they love us? I care if you love me. I care if my neighbors love me. Mm-hmm. Not so much if they love me, but I mean, I care because of ourselves. I don't really care if my neighbor. I don't really like most of them anyway. So to be honest, I put up with people, but I don't care if they don't like me either. I don't like them. It's all, we're on the same page. But in the sense of the neighbors of countries.
How about we cheers to ourselves?
Cheers. You know, to countries, to other countries, I'd rather you fear us. I'd rather you fear us. You get respect from fear.
Yes.
They respect us by fear. And I'm sorry to say that. I don't want to sound like a jerk or a tough guy, because I'm really not. But I'm upset that our friends are being attacked. I'm upset that people are dying. Little children are being beheaded. Babies are being burned alive. Women are being raped in the street. I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted that our military has come under attack in two different locations, when they were not on the offensive. They just were merely there. Mm-hmm. Respect by fear. They must be afraid. You know, you must lead with a strong arm. You must
Very
lead
true.
With a strong arm. Yes, the pen is mightier than the sword. Absolutely.
Yes.
But you know what? The pen signs executive orders for war. The pen signs an order to put troops at your front door. The pen signs for a lot of things. I can put troops on your front door with this pen as President of the United States. Doesn't mean I need to kick your door in. But we can put those ships 100 miles outside your border, on the water outside your country. That is respect right there. But the fact is, we have to use it if it becomes necessary. You know, standing tough. The old saying, you know, Miss Bianca, I don't know if in high school, but the taller you are, the bigger you fall, right?
Right.
I remember growing up, if you were going to fight somebody, if you had to fight, and I'm not afraid to fight, anybody that knows me, I'll throw down. If I have to throw down, I'm going to throw down with the biggest one in the group that's going to fight me. Mm-hmm. If we're going to be bullied and I have to fight, I'm going to take out the largest one, because the rest of them are going to run. Or I'm going to expel most of my energy on the largest one. So this way, when I'm 75% or 50% strength and power and energy, I've already knocked out the most largest, powerful one out of the group. Mm-hmm. So maybe my 50% could match the next person's 100%. The fact is that we need to have a strong home front. We need to be strong here in our home front, so we don't have to have this happen here in our home. We need to be strong amongst ourselves. We need to be united.
Right.
We need to.
What they want is for us to not be
They want
united.
Us to be not united.
They
right.
want to bring it here. Do you guys don't understand?
And
they want to bring it here. And if you encourage that, we're
all falling for it. We're falling for it. We're falling for it.
Don't.
I mean, it's an insane amount of nonsense here. We're talking about a small percentage of people that are trying to destroy the large percentage of people. And we have people who are allowing this to happen by just sitting around and doing nothing. You're not helping anybody by arguing a problem, making point of a problem, telling other people what the problem is, but making no solution. Don't stand there with a big mouth going on and on and on. Either be part of the solution or get out of the way so somebody else can be the solution. Hmm. You know, I'm all for freedom of the press, freedom of speech. Obviously, this book right here, I have it here. Again, I picked it up again. Thank you, Heritage Foundation. I picked it up again because I believe in that book. But there is a point in time where actions are better than just freedom of your mouth.
Very true.
Do something. Pick up a book and learn.
Educate yourself,
yes.
That way you could be fighting behind the scenes.
If you're not going to raise your right hand and join the military, if you're not going to sign up and become some sort of government employee, officer of the law, a firefighter, an EMT, or even humanitarian service worker, or somebody that's going to take action to protect, save, and fight and defend America, mankind, humankind, and innocence around the world, then at least take the privilege that this country offers you with your education at NYU and these other fancy schools, and read a book and learn something so maybe you can teach the next generation after you something positive other than negativity. Because you're not doing anything by becoming part of the problem. You're making more of a problem. No, you helped nobody by ripping those missing posters down. Who was helped with that? But you did do somebody a favor. You helped Hamas. You helped Hezbollah. You helped Al-Qaeda. You helped ISIS. And ultimately, you helped Iran. You helped Russia, China, North Korea, and the whole lot of people that want to hurt America. They helped them, Miss Bianca. They helped them by showing them what kind of people we have here that will support people outside of our country more than they support people in our country. That they will fight for people out there. If you have that much hate and disdain for the country from which you live, these great United States of America, and you can't love this book that I'm holding up again, and if you can't proudly look at your flag on this pillow right here that's next to me, if you can't love that flag, then maybe you just don't belong here in this country. Maybe this is not the place that you should be. Maybe it isn't. Maybe I'm a little harsh in saying that. Maybe that's not how I normally would talk. But maybe you just don't belong in our United States. Maybe your values do not align with our values. But please do not take your values and shove them into our throat and expect us to bow to you. Because that is not what America is about. You may say that when people go and say, oh, you go to other countries and we're involved in engagements in other countries. Well, you know what? We went into Afghanistan. If I recall correctly, we had some buildings fall here. We were not hanging out in Afghanistan. If I recall, the USS Cole was bombed in Yemen. And we know that was staged and funded and trained and prepared for in Afghanistan.
Right.
Then the World Trade Center, please drink. The World Trade Center was bombed and hit with planes. It was bombed once, and then it didn't fall. Then it was hit by planes and fell. Then the Pentagon was hit. We went into Afghanistan because we were poked. They poked the bear. They attacked the bully. The bully attacked somebody and became a bully, and they poked the bear. So we had to fight back. We went into Afghanistan. We're not there now. We went in, we did what we had to do. We left, whether or not you agreed with the way we left that country or and what means we went in, we had a purpose to be there. We went into Iraq, whatever you believe, everybody has a different belief. We went in, things were done, we moved on. We moved on. We did not force them to become Christians. We did not force them to become anything. We did not force them to learn English. If I recall, American military had translators to communicate. They communicated with people and communities. We provided medical care. We provided infrastructure. We built schools. We built sewage lines. We built water lines. We put electricity, provided internet where they didn't have. So please do not tell me or anybody in this country that we occupy and go in and force people, because we don't. So why are you trying to do that to us? We're merely being our country. Last time we sat back and we were a hands-off approach, Nazism raged across Europe and nearly exterminated an entire country and an entire religious group of people. And we sat back and did nothing. We need to think about history. We need to say, why did people, everybody on 9/11 and then 9/12, they said, where was our government, Ms. Bianca? Mm. How did they let this happen? Right? That's what everybody said. How did they let this happen? Well, you know what? Very good question. How? Because we allow people to rip down signs from universities and ignore what's going on. Because we did not take a strong front on our home. We did not have a sense of what's going on elsewhere. We need to be out there to keep them from coming here. We're going to go on a break. The hostile zone. We love you, but don't make me come and look for you.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice. Use your voice, the naughty hears you.
This is Eric A. Sinati. You're asking who this guy is? Eric A. Sinati is the guy you're going to be listening to at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern on this station and this station only. This is where you're going to be in the hostile zone, where I'm going to pull back the curtain and expose public abuse, abuse of public dollars, and people who, yes, use their position for personal gain and use their position to hold you down to expound their life. We're going to pull it back. We're going to show you who they are, and we're going to call them out in the hostile zone. See you there. 6 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Monday. You do not want to miss it.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
And we're back. I'm pulling back the curtain. I'm pulling it back. So we're back here with the Hostile Zone. You're here with the infamous and the dangerous Eric A. Sinati. Eric Andrew Sinati, Eric Sinati, just so you don't Google it wrong when you badmouth me.
The infamous.
The real, in your face. You know, off topic, since we got maybe like 5-10 minutes left here.
Okay.
You know, off of topic of this, you'll enjoy this. What's funny is, I love how people are two-faced, right?
Yeah, you are.
Right? You know, like, you meet somebody, you talk about honor, you talk about who you are and what you want to do, and the things that you want, and you want to help somebody, you have an opportunity for them, and somebody's got to try to ruin it for you, right? Or they look at you. In my day, if somebody didn't like me, or I didn't like somebody, I just told them, right?
Yeah.
What is this ghosting thing? Right? You're, or you block somebody on your phone. So Like as if you have an iPhone, I have an iPhone. I send you a text, it shows up blue, and then all of a sudden it shows up green. I know that you blocked me. What is wrong? You don't have enough cojones to just send a message or call? I mean, God forbid you use a phone anymore, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Pick up a phone and say, hey, this is what I think about you. This is what I thought. This is what I heard. Instead, you'd rather make a decision on somebody else's opinion or whatever. I just don't understand that. And that I bring that up because we were talking about that with some people.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I just don't understand where we're going in 2020. Going to be moving into 2024. Grow up, people.
I know.
Grow up. Grow up. Everybody, you know, there's an old saying. Everybody has an opinion. Just like everybody had a butthole. All right? Everybody has an opinion, just like everybody has a butthole. Nobody wants to hear from it. Nobody wants to see it. There you go. That's what an opinion is worth. Here it is. Opinions are like buttholes. Everybody's got one, but I don't want to hear it, see it, or smell it.
Oh, I hate when people just waste my time. I feel like
why tell me to my face? I want to do this.
And just
they just want something, and then it's like, oh, I'm going to listen to Joe Schmo, the nobody. I'm going to read Kenny's blog of politics, and I'm going to get the answer there. I'm going to read some localized little nobody political or some stupid little news or fake news station in whatever area that they have no reach. Let me explain some. Google is geo-based. Google is geo-based. So when you Google something and you want to get the story, you're going to get the story based on your geolocation of that individual, and they know who's clicking away, and they're going to give you the garbage for that area. DuckDuckGo, give it a shot. Bing, give it a shot. I got one for you. Google, but Google Scholar. There it is.
Oh.
It's free. Google Scholar. Or I got one. Ready?
What?
I'll blow your mind. A library. Poof! Poof! Questions out there. Or, even better, grab this little device here. This little device, it's called a phone. It doesn't have a cord. I know. Grab it. It's called a phone. Make an appointment with the person that you think you know something about and ask them. I know when somebody asked me, hey, Eric, did you or did you not such and such? Did you say this about me? Yeah, I did. And I'd tell it to your face if I felt that way. I've done it on this show. If you want, call in on the show next week and I'll give you my opinion on anything or anybody. I don't really care. I tell the truth. I tell you what I think. Now, granted, my opinion is like a butthole. I have one. You may not want to see it. Maybe you do. But either way, I have an opinion. But I will at least tell you that. At least ask me. Don't judge somebody else on, or don't judge anybody. And I'm just saying this in general because we were having a conversation about ghosting. And your friend was telling the story about being ghosted. And I don't understand. I had to learn what this ghosting thing was.
No, honestly. You know what's classic, though?
What?
Because when you meet a person and they say, oh, yeah, you know, like, I hate when people, like, ghost blah, blah,
right, and then they do it.
And it's unbelievable. It makes me laugh.
I'm out there like,
I was like,
holy good Lord.
Man, people are such hypocrites nowadays.
I don't understand. I just don't understand. I don't follow it. I mean, as if syndication isn't enough, as if actual news stories aren't enough, as if meeting somebody in the flesh and having a conversation and being invited to have more conversation and to take part in that process of learning and bettering yourself isn't enough. I just don't understand. I guess people are so buried. I think the next generation of people are going to have the worst hunch neck in the world from the buried down head in their phone, believing everything it is that they see.
Well, me personally, I don't judge by what others say. If you betray me personally, that's when I don't like you. But But if that other
but
person is talking
them,
about
though.
Somebody,
you'll ask them.
I would confront them. But like, if another person is talking crap about another person, it's not going to change my judgment. I'd be like, hey, well, this is my friend, and my friend didn't do that to me. So maybe you have like a more further issues, or you probably perceived
right.
it in a wrong way.
Right. Like, I just you know, want to. It just boggles my mind that people like just, you know.
It's sad. If you believe that of rumors of anybody that you talk about and stuff.
Everybody has that person.
Friends.
Everybody, you never, yeah. You don't have real friends. Who has real friends, right? Real friends is somebody that around for you, for your life. I have a few of those.
You're lucky to only have at least five.
Yeah, you really. And you really have one or two solid friends besides your spouse. Mm-hmm. Your wife or your husband, and obviously your family.
Your best friend, yes.
But then you got one person, one or two in your life that will believe, and you know, a real friend will call you and say, "Hey, I heard somebody said this about you,"
mm-hmm.
and you say, "Really? Who told you that?" And then I want to confront them. If you believe that about me, well, thank you for telling me. Because then obviously you don't believe that you're telling me. But then tell me who, right?
What they call it nowadays, saying trolling.
Oh, trolls, right?
Bots
and trolls.
That's what they call it.
Trolling and bots.
That's the people that or Taha.
Right.
And keep their identity closed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
It's like they're scared behind.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Blocking somebody on from a text message.
So
what happened to just not answering the phone? I used to save numbers in my phone and say, okay, do not answer. I hate this person. and the person knew I hated them. And then they knew I didn't want to talk to them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it was a girl. And I didn't want to talk to her. And I didn't say don't answer. I actually gave them a name, but we won't go there because that would be inappropriate to say what I would call them. But I would save that girl as that name and be like, do not answer, stupid, whatever I called her. But at least she knew I felt that way. And then I just didn't answer. I just didn't block. All right. So with that, the Hostile Zone came at you live Monday, Eastern, 7 p.m. We're going to be here next week. Send me emails. Get me on Facebook. Get me on Twitter, now known as X. This episode will be available on YouTube. And yes, we're out of here. Take it away with pride.
Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, get proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say the
for listening to the Hostile Zone, because in Sonati's Zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back that curtain and we hold no punches. To everyone else, from me to you, have a great week, and always remember, treat others kind and your family kinder, and always love our country.
Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati heard you. Use your voice.
And Sonati.
Sinatti heard you.